Forests are one of the usual biomes in Minecraft. Oak and birch trees grow close together, packed tight across the land. The leaves up top make a thick roof that blocks the sun. Because of this, the forest floor stays cool and dim all day. Step inside, and you might feel the air get a little colder. Trees give us wood, and wood is the most treasured thing in Minecraft. You can use wood to make tools, weapons, chairs, and whole buildings. Every new player needs to chop down a tree in the first few minutes of the game. Without wood, you cannot craft much at all. So, grab an axe and start chopping right away. Forests can be tricky places to explore, so Alex stays alert. The thick trees block her vision, and she can only see a few blocks ahead. Mobs like spiders and zombies can hide behind trunks, ready to give her a nasty surprise. Alex grips her sword and takes each step with care. You must always stay sharp when you walk between the trees. There are many kinds of forest biome, and each one has something unusual. Flower forests are packed with bright blooms and oak trees. Birch forests are filled with tall, white-trunked birch trees. Each type of forest is a treasure with its own look and its own stuff to collect. Rabbits hop between the flowers, nibbling grass in the sun. Some forests hold trees you cannot find anywhere else. Dark oak trees only grow in dark forest biomes, standing thick and tall. They have wide trunks and big leafy tops that block out the sky. Their rich dark wood is a real treasure for builders. Use it to make fancy houses and chairs with a deep, moody look. Dark forests are some of the most dangerous biomes in Minecraft. The thick leaves up top block so much sun that the forest floor stays dim even at noon. This means hostile mobs can spawn at any time. It is not unusual to see three zombies lumber out of the shadows as night falls. Keep your sword ready and watch every shadow. Forests are full of useful treasures beyond just wood. Around these birch trees, you can usually collect seeds, flowers, ferns, and mushrooms from the forest floor. Gathering provisions here is a real pleasure for any player. Forests are some of the most resource-rich biomes in the whole game. Take your time and measure what you truly need for your next big build. In the real world, forests must be managed with care. If too many trees get chopped down at once, the land is left open and the soil can wash away. This kind of erosion makes it hard for new plants to grow. Sheep and other animals can lose their homes too. A forest that has lost its trees can really struggle to grow back. Forests are home to thousands of animals, bugs, and plants. When trees are cut down, all those living things lose their shelter and their food. Just look at this poor pig and sheep. They stare up at the empty sky, lost without their leafy home. Chopping too many trees is a bad decision that can wreck a whole ecosystem in no time. Good news! Forests can grow back if we lend a hand. When a forest has been cleared, people can plant new trees to replace the ones that were lost. Back in Minecraft, Alex calls her friend Max over, and together they make the decision to plant seeds on the open ground. Over time, the saplings grow tall, the animals return, and the forest becomes healthy and full of life once more. Trees clean the air we breathe. They take in carbon dioxide and give out fresh oxygen in return. Healthy forests help slow down climate change all over Earth. Every tree we plant in Minecraft or in the real world helps keep our planet green and alive. Picture a future full of healthy forests and let that vision guide you.